wizard, the wise old wizard of Iz. They say he is a whiz, the wizard of Iz. As sure as phosphate fizzes, as sure as roses did rizz, and yet there is where his is, the wizard that is. The wise old wizard of Iz, and they are gonna quiz the wizard of Iz. The buzz may leave the buzzard, the lizard may lose his lizards, but he'll take care of business, the wizard take care of Iz. The wizard of Iz, they say.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Ghost herd in the sky. The brands were still on fire and the hooves was made of steel. The horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry. Riders in the sky. The riders looked on by him. He heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, or riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Ooh. Ha. Ooh. Ha. Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man is made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bone, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You know,
16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and you're deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go.
I owe my soul to the company store.
Born one morning, the sun didn't shine. I picked up a shovel, I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load
16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and you're deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go.
I owe my soul to the company store.
when one morning it was drizzling rain. Fighting in trouble is my middle name. Raised in a canebrake by an old mama lion. No high-toting woman makes me walk the line. You know,
16 thugs and a water you get. Another day older and you're deeper in debt.
Say, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
I owe my soul to the company store. 16 tons, what you wanna get? Oh, Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
When you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. Left the right one don't get you, boy, the left one will. You know,
16 tons and a water you get. Another day older and you're deeper in debt.
Say, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And grow and experiment and breed.
Or tone?
Yeah. Interesting species in connection with that is so-called cell painting hypothesis. And the cell painting hypothesis works as follows. The minority group in whatever culture.
To sum up, we know he was an identical twin. We know he was a writer. And it seems a successful one. And there's something else we ought to bear in mind about writers. And that's the fact that they tell stories.
Me.
Sorry.
They tell tales. They make things up.
And they're liars.
Well, something to bear in mind. Isn't it?
What's the use? Yeah, what's the use?
Negative.
What's
negative.
The use?
Negative.
It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment.
Ha 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 ha
Jews will tell any Semitic jokes, Catholics will tell any Catholic jokes, blacks will tell any blacks, and so on. And you say, well, why would they do that? They say, oh, well, why would they say such a thing? The point is, one theory is that the people have accepted the dominant stereotype of the oppressing culture, and so they basically are poking fun at themselves.
We'll just do what comes naturally.
Attention, attention! Body found on ground immediately below complex. This is a Marsden Science Center Police Command. Stay exactly where you are.
Again, perhaps to distance themselves, or perhaps to take out the enemy by already indicating, well, we know the stereotype, you can't hurt us with the stereotype.
Davor, dort wollen wir uns wiedersehen. Bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen, wie einst Lili Marlene. Wie einst Lili Marlene. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie ein aus. Dass wir lieb uns hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marlene, wie einst Lili Marlene. Deine Schritte kennt sie, deinen schönen Gang. Alle Abend brennt sie, doch mich vergaß sie lang. Und sollte mir ein Leid geschehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lili Marlene, mit dir, Lili Marlene. Aus dem stillen Raume, aus der Erde Grund, hebt sich wie im Traume dein verliebter Mund. Wenn sich die späten Nebel drehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lili Marlene, mit dir, Lili Marlene. Laterne stehen mit dir, Lili Marlene, mit dir, Lili Marlene.
Це був кінець
живот. Вони тої статі трубопою. Найвічі проявленські студенти. Не волите це брати тому. І тут збоку ваші.
إذاعة دولة الكويت وقد انفصلت الآن موجاتنا العاملة عن موجات إذاعة القرآن الكريم. مستمعين الأعزاء نتمنى لكم صوما مقبولا وإفطارا شهيا.
تجدور
I'm Dennis McCabe in New York and this is Campus Radio Voice. The sound of Columbia recording artist Bruce Hack on Electric Lucifer. A lot of people are familiar with the Moog synthesizer. What's the relationship between the material and the equipment you use and this Moog synthesizer?
I think they're probably cousins, Dennis, but like the Moog, well, when I did my recording, my bass was not so strong, and in that I had done it on equipment that was lacking a lot of things. The bass signals were on first. I had to overdub with the Moog, which I did. So you'll hear Moog on the bass tracks of the album.
Had you ever worked with equipment like this before this album, or is this equipment which you put together for the album specifically?
No, some was specifically for the album, but I've been doing this for many years with children's recordings and other things, works for ballet and theater.
Bruce, on the cover of Electric Lucifer, on the album cover, there's a quote, "I do a lot with touch, let electricity flow through our bodies and touch each other, and electricity becomes sound." What do we mean by that?
Touch is like togetherness, touching minds, touching bodies, and what a great way to make music, to make sound, to aim the focus of your aim on touching a person's body, to bring together and thus producing sound. It's like there's an artistic result from the touching.
Is this a way of bringing everybody more together, more close?
Yes, definitely. Uh-huh, with touching each other and also touching ourselves without and within. And also touching each other in harmony, which is great. In other words, this touch gimmick, as I have it, is actually producing sound when you are touching.
Thank you very much, Bruce. This is Dennis McCabe for Campus Radio Voice.
I'm
music stops, you be the sound you hear.
I don't think they can satisfy everybody in this little village because everybody has their own recipe. Wow, that looks interesting. Okay, aisle three, Swedish food. Here's your blueberries. Be interesting. Or muesli, you know, the granola. And these are popular all over town. I have a package of this that you make this with, and I haven't used it for 2 years. It just sort of fits around because Dad's gone so much. It looks like it might be molasses, but I can't tell. I don't even know how to read it, let alone say it. Oh, look at this. You old moose. Oh, it sounds like it's a fermented drink. Sounds almost like Coca-Cola, doesn't it? I love looking at these things. It feels like we're in Sweden. Wow. That would be like very small cranberry. When they had that, they put it on their wheat rice pudding. I have one of these, and I still haven't opened it in 2 years. It's like cranberries, only it's been cooked, and they add sugar to it. And I don't think this is Swedish. We used to make our chow mein and with canned things in Wichita. You know, they like their toast because they dip it in coffee. Wasabröd is like wallpaper. It's just a cracker, a rye cracker. These, I mean, they're pretty, but I don't think they're very tasty. Oh, look at this. What's fish bouillon? Some kind of canned fish. Fish balls. This goes on the coffee cakes. Vanilla sugar, the coarse sugar, flavored with vanilla bean. It'd be fun to drink that, wouldn't it, with soda water. Ooh. Oh, here's meatball mix. It doesn't say whether it's a bean or not. Oh, with whole bean, regular. Well, I'm not going to ever know about this unless I try it. So I think I can manage to take this home in a bag.
What's that?
Oh, you just put appetizers in there. I've never been much of an appetizer cook. But I'm thinking of doing what we had last night, that cheese plate.
Every day you get more of it.
Teddy Ruxpin. Do you like music? Almost everyone I know likes music. But I don't know anyone who likes music more than grunges.
Yep, Teddy, that's right. Grunges go crazy over music. Remember the last time we wandered into a grunge village?
Yes, Grubby. You thought that you couldn't dance.
Well, I have 8 left feet.
And I still wasn't sure I could dance. But something about that music.
Each succeeds on individual merit and may be unaware of doing anything for anyone but himself, our economic system is based on the contribution of the individual to the welfare of all. This system grew and progressed with the railroads, which enabled us to ship goods to far-flung markets. And it grew because in our system, the man with an idea could make himself heard. When we can't go over mountains, we go through them. Yes, the American was ever the man who didn't know that it couldn't be done, so he promptly did it. Our progress was the result of enterprising thought, and many industries were built, and those which were founded on sound business principles and good management endured and prospered over the years.
Mark of the Devil.
the desecration of human mammals less than 300 years ago.
It's your sacred duty to tell us the truth. Confess that you've been guilty of witchcraft.
Tortures pitting human appendages against the strength of cold, brutal steel. The rack, the claw, the tongs, devices that made death a welcomed pleasure. Every torture device authentic, actually used at one time. Mark of the Devil, positively the most horrifying film ever made, guaranteed to upset your stomach. This city is now being flooded with stomach distress bags. No one will be allowed in the theater auditorium without these free bags, also available at the theater box office. Mark of the Devil, all ages admitted, parental guidance suggested.
So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so
Hey, we're Mapmus, and you're listening to Shirley and Spinoza Internet Radio.
Where one Shirley and Spinoza penis looks much like the next
Internet Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a request.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could put on the sound of a burning microphone. I've always wanted to hear the sound of a flaming microphone.
You want the sound of a burning, a microphone that's burning on fire?
Yeah, a microphone that's burning in flames.
Okay, yeah, I think we can do that. We'll put our lab technicians to work on that right away. So keep on listening, and we'll try to get that on for you a little later. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
What is your book made of?
My book is made of metal. My key is made of paper.
What is your book made of?
My book is made of gold. My watch is made of linen.
What are shoes made of?
Shoes are made of silver and steel.
What is the house made of? The house is made of a head, a body, and limbs. The roof is my eyes. The ceiling is my ears. The wall is my nose.
We're back with the results from the previous request for the microphone burning in flames. We conducted tests, and these are the results.
And now I'm going to light it. The car coming?
Are you sure that's enough? Well, it's flaming.
It is on fire. Yeah, that was mighty flammable. Put some more on.
And now, the warm sound of Miss Petula Clark.
The winter wind will blow away. The sun will shine again. There'll be another summer. Wait and see. We'll be together on the sand. We'll sit and drink a Coke. The summertime was meant for you.
Without a dope beat, step two, 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 step two. It's been a long long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat. Step two. Freaky, baby girl.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you win? Now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys I'm keeping low. I say no. Would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up?
And if at first you don't succeed, then dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again and try again. Cause if at first you don't succeed, you can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again and try again. I'm into you, you into me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity or just a week. But your chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it go. Oh,
and if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again, and try again. If at first you don't succeed. All the way. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? I said you don't wanna throw it all away. I might be bugging on the first day. What about the next day? First you don't succeed. Then dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again and try again. First you don't succeed. You can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again and try again.
Mr. Whitehead, are you there? Bugs Bardo Radio.
Bugs Bardo Radio.
Thank you.
Switch.
After a long, hard week, this is Shirley Espinoza, and it's another hot, hopping night here, another Friday night, so I hope we can surpass the crappiness of last week's show. Nothing seemed to be working for us here. All the, most of the equipment seemed to be malfunctioning in some way or other, so hopefully we can cash in on those karma points that we've been racking up over the past week. Okay, so, hopefully everything's going to go okay, and if you have anything lying around the house that doesn't seem to work very well...